الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The second juz of the Quran is still Surah Al-Baqarah. As I mentioned, Surah Al-Baqarah is the largest surah in the Quran. And in this second juz, it focuses on the legislation and the commandments that every single community must follow. Within Surah Al-Baqarah, we have mention of the Bani Israel, we have mention of the Nasara, the Christians, we have the mention of the Muslims as well. So the legislation and the commandments that every single community must follow from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second juz of Surah Al-Baqarah has a few major themes, which is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having taqwa, God conscientiousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instilling and developing good qualities within yourself, such as patience, such as gratitude and integrity within your life, speaking the truth, remaining upright, and also the special status of the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for us in the dunya, but also in the hereafter. So the second juz of Surah Al-Baqarah also highlights the connection between people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this connection is via our salah, via our worship, via our dua, and via our zikr. So in the month of the Quran, we need to utilize this connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us of dua, of salah, of zikr, of tawbah and istighfar, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. So for this second juz of Surah Al-Baqarah, there is also another beautiful dua that we can memorize, that we can learn and reflect upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us towards the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And this is a beautiful dua that we also read at the graveyards as well. When we bury our loved ones, we also recite the last few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. And this is a dua where we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. That, oh our Lord, oh merciful, kind, compassionate and generous Lord, do not lay upon us a burden like that which you laid upon those before us. So before us, even in our generations and the generations before us, the difficulties and the trials and tribulations that they have gone through are much more harder and severe than the ones that we are going through. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lighten our load, to make it easy for us and to not burden us the way that he burdened those that came before us. And then we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh our Lord, ya Rabb, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِي. Do not burden us with that which we have no ability to bear. And pardon us, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا, subhanAllah. And pardon us, and forgive us, and have mercy upon us. Indeed, you are our protector. So give us victory over the disbelieving people. So this is a very, very beautiful and powerful dua for us to learn, especially to reflect upon during the month of Ramadan, during the circumstances that we all find ourselves in, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon us all. Jazakumullahu khairan.